This is unprecedented in the entire history, isn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. This is this is not only unprecedented, it's historic. It's it's a very sure and strong sign of the crisis that we are in.
I have a book here somewhere. I'm just looking in my pile over here. Thomas Drake's brother sent it to me, and it's from the TFP, and it's a question, and it says, can the Pope be a heretic? Well, I guess we have the answer now.
Well, I mean, we certainly have the beginning of an answer.
Well, now let me ask you, because full disclosure, Michael Hitchborn is a supporter of tradition, family, and property, because his son attends their formation school for young men. So just want you to know that when you hear, hey, you didn't disclose that Hitchborn was a patsy for the TFP. Well, first of all, he's not a patsy for the TFP, but full disclosure, look, I am a supporter of the TFP. I love all those guys, and I've been blessed to meet so many of them. I've met Thomas Drake, who, by the way, we need to pray for. He has a medical condition that, it's not good. So keep Thomas in your prayers. John Horvat, Storman Norman Fulkerson. Of course, I've met you. I've met many people that are exhilarating. I've met Michael Whitcraft and others, some of my other friends, Ben Broussard, who's running the New Orleans outfit of the arm of the TFP, Mr. Celso. I think everyone knows Mr. Celso. Let's see, who's the prior of the school? Mr. Ted. I met many of these guys, and I admire and like all of them. They're all stand-up men, and they're all promoters and defenders of tradition, family, and property. Why wouldn't you like them? But disclosure there, so that book came out, and it got sent to me, and I'm trying to remember who wrote it. It's around here somewhere. I'll go fiddle through my stuff and see if I can find it. But I said that because you may have received a copy as well.
I don't know that I got a copy of that one.
Oh, so I'm privileged. Well.
There you go.
Okay, so talk to me about this event here that's unprecedented.
Sure. Well, you know, the thing is, it was several years ago that four cardinals issued a dubia, or sent a dubia to Pope Francis, asking him to clarify matters on a series of questions, questions that were raised because of the dubious nature by which he was implementing certain projects and promoting certain ideas. And so and this was primarily in response to Amoris Laetitiae, and that's why it's called a dubia, because there was a question. We have a question. We want to know. We would like you to clarify your interpretation of these particular statements and documents. And Pope Francis has absolutely refused to answer the dubia. He has ignored it now for, going on 4 years? And so there's an ongoing question already as to whether the Pope is supportive of certain heretical ideas that are being proffered in the name of documents and statements that he's made. And he has refused to correct any of those statements or actions that are taken in the name of his proclamations. So the dubia is what gave way to what was later called a filial correction.
Okay.
Now, the filial correction was signed by some, I think it was almost 70 theologians and scholars and clergy members, 62 scholars. And the filial correction stated that the Pope has effectively upheld seven heretical positions about marriage, the moral life, and the reception of the sacraments, and has caused those heretical opinions to spread in the church. And the filial correction was to say these statements that were made by Pope Francis